Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Maryam Rats Shichiu. Nishmas, Mamas Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, based on the Sefer Bor Panecha, Rabbi Yoshua in the Medrash, by Yikaraba, Choftes Dalet, opens up with the Pasuk, Ashrem Yodei Yisrael Shem Bor Panecha Yalechum, fortunate is the nation that knows how to blow the shofar, Hashem, in the light of your face, they will go. And then Rabbi Abbo says that this pasuk is talking about five zakenim who went to make it into a leap year, and Hashem goes down as mitzamtzein the shechina among them. Why? Because if they make a mistake with varalach, Hashem will shine His face to them. And that's what it says: Hashem bor penachi alechon, Hashem will go in the light of your face. So this medrash is sasum v'chasum v'chosum lefnim mechosum. It's mamish impossible to understand almost. We're talking about blowing the shofar, and pitom we start talking about. Rabbi Abbo says the pasuk is not talking about that at all. It's talking about Hashem being mitzamtzein the shechina for the five zakenim will come to make a leap year, and if they make a mistake, Hashem will shine His face to them. What does this medrash mean? So that's our job, to try to understand. Ma kesher ben Hashem yodei tzur Hashem bor penachi alechum, this whole inyan of the Yibur Shana. So the Gra in the Sifra Ditziusa says that in these 10 days, in Parakeh, in his Pelish, says that these 10 days, Mis'abrim ba'kol yod beis chadashim, all 12 months, are leaped in these 10 days as a Selos from a Tshuva, and the solar year is more than the lunar year in 10 days, 10 more days, and these are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and therefore they're considered like the previous year, like it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and after Zayin Amud Aleph. The first one has carry before Yom Kippur, it's considered with the previous year. You see, the first 10 days are considered part of the previous year. And the first 3 years, and then 3 years, if you take these 10 days over the course of 3 years, it comes out to a whole month, and that's the 13th month. And therefore it's called Chodesh HaIbur, because these 10 days are the days of the Ibur. All 12 months are Mis'aber, and these are leaped, so to speak, in these 10 days. And then these 10 days over the course of 3 years is going to be 30 days. That's the month. That's the leap month. That's the Shnas Shana Muberes. So these words of the Gra, Tchilasim Vatzofim Rasischei Torah, Ve'en Lanu Esek Benestaos. But Ad Kamashi Adenu Magas, Lefi Arkeinu, we'll try to understand. So in Shitchias, on a superficial level, the Gra proves that from the fact that for the din of Rosh Hashanah, when is the actual new year? It goes through Yom Kippur, because the first 10 days are considered part of the previous year. And then the Gra explains that it's a mahalach of Shnas Hachama, in other words, the solar year is 10 days more than the lunar year, and the Mela, our year is the lunar year. But since in the solar year there are 10 more days, so these extra 10 days are shayach to the previous year, are shayach to the previous lunar year. His lunar year really ended 10 days ago, but the solar year is 10 more days, so these 10 more days of the solar year are shayach to the lunar year. But that's not kipshuto, because if so, then what should be? Since the solar year started on the 10th of Tishrei, the previous year, right? Because the solar year goes all the way till the 10th. So it started on the 10th, so the next year it should go till the 20th. From the 10th to the 20th. And that's not how it works, because these 10 days always fall out during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the extra 10 days. So therefore, the Kushta Demosa, the truth of the matter is, we don't count from the Shnas Hacham at all. Just our Shnas Nevana has an extra 10 days for the Hashlama of the Shnas Hacham. And these are the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. And Mikoyach, these extra 10 days, over the course of 3 years, we can have a Shana Muberes, we can have an added year, a leap year. ובדברי הגר"א מבואר שעל פי מה שגילה לנו שיסוד החודש י"ג, ובאותם 10 ימים, so the יסוד, the secret, of the Shana Mubaris of the 13th month, is in these 10 days, we can understand why it's called the Chodesh Ibur. And the Mashmaus is, the meaning is that these extra 10 days are Yemei HaIbur. These extra 10 days are part of the leap year. And Anachnu Kivlima Mashmashim Ba'afela, וגם את זה לא ידענו, היכן ולמה, הם 10 ימים, הם ימי העיבור. How does that, what does that mean? So we know that avos mechlal dika toladus. We know that if they're avos, they're also toladus. And ibur, if there's a pregnancy, there's going to be a vlad. The ibur is yitziras ha-bekoyach. The pregnancy is the creation of bekoyach. And then afterwards, there's going to be a befoal. There's going to be a actualization of this potential. A yibur is the yitzira of the bekayach, and then afterwards it's actualized. This potential is actualized. So now we don't understand why the 13th month is called Chodesh HaIbur. Chodesh HaIbur means the pregnancy, but this isn't the month of the pregnancy. This is the month of the actualization. It's the Hashlama Befoya. It's not just the Yitzira Mashi Yitzel Lepol HaChakach. It's not just creating a potential. This month is, it's not an Ibur, it's not a pregnancy, it's potential. It's actualization, because it's an actual month. So why is it called Ibu? As gam zot yesh lakdim b'lomar sheyichud agalui v'amforash shel otam 10 yamim v'yitam yimei ha'tshuva. We know these days are tshuva. Dirshu Hashem b'imotzo k'ru b'yeso karoiv elo 10 yamim shemein b'shoshana yom ha'kipurim. And the practical expression of the delisha and the kriya of the Dirshu Hashem b'imotzo, k'ra'u b'yoseh k'ra'iv, we see explicitly in the pasuk there, in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7, Ya'azov rasha darko v'yishav in machshorotav, v'yashov al Hashem v'yirachameiv, days of tshuva. And that's why these days are called Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And these are the Yimei Ha'ibur. From this, we have an Ibur Shana, Achas l'shalosh shanim. And there's meaning to this. These 10 days of tshuva connect to the Ibur Shana. And we want to understand what that connection is. In Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it says that Be'esma b'shmoyne be'elul, Nivru chama v'lovanim. Shanim v'chadashim v'yamim v'leilo sheres v'kitzim v'tkufos v'machzoros v'iburim hayu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yam aver es ha'shanim v'achar kach mosron lo'odem marishan b'gan Eden sh'ne'emar ze sefer todot ha'adam minyan olam l'chol todot b'nei adam. Adam asar l'chanoch v'nechnas b'sod ha'ibur v'iber et ha'shana. So it says there at the beginning of the 28th parak of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, on the 28th of Elul, the sun and the moon were created. And these are the years, the months, the days, the nights, the hours, the ends, the periods, the cycles, the leap years. They were all in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he would be Ma'abri the Shana, and then he gave it over to Adam Rishon Gan Eden. And that's what it means, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. What does it mean, Sefer Toldos Adam? Minyan Olam Mechol Toldos Ben Adam, the years of the world for all people. And Adam gave it over to Chanoch, and then he went into the secret of the Ibur, and he was Me'aber the Shana. He made it into a leap year. Umvoar she'torshim kan sefer b'muvan shel mispar. That's what it means, Minyan Olam. Sefer told us in the Minyan Olam. Adam gave it to Chanoch, and he went into the Soid HaIbur, and he was Me'aber the Shana. So we still have to understand What's the mashmos of the mispar and the minyan latolos b'nei Adam? Maybe if we explain the kesher between the sefer, the muvan shel mispar minyan, v'inyan todot b'nei Adam, tetbarer mashmut shel hamonach ibur b'yachas l'ashlamat shnat halvana. So if we understand the meaning of the years of man's existence, then we'll also understand the meaning of the concept of Ibur in relationship to the completion of the Shnas HaLevana. Because here we have the Hashem Aber Sashana, we have this Indian of Ibur in the Medrash, and then it says Zes Sefer Todos Adam Minyan Olam, the years, and then Adam gave it over to Chanoch and he went into the Sora Ibor. So if we understand the minyan of the years of the world, maybe we'll understand a little bit of the Sod HaIbor, of the secret of the leap year. So Nera'a B'biur HaDvarim לפי ערכנו, בהקדם דברי חזר במדרש, הנפסק מאובס לא יוכל ויסקוין, וחיסרוין לא יוכל להימנס. If you have something that's crooked, that can't be fixed, something that's lacking, that cannot be counted, enumerated. וזה לשון חזל במדרש. דבר אחר וחסון לא יכול למנוס משחיסו הקדוש ברוך בשנס הלבונה, בשנס החמה, 11 יום, ראי כמה שנים וקיצים וכמה עיבורים ולא הגיע שנת חמה ללבנה. What's a חיסור and לא יכול להימנוס? When הקדוש ברוך הוא was מחסר, he made lacking לשנס הלבונה, from the Shnas HaChama, 11 days, 354 to 365. So there are Kama Shanim V'Kitzim, there are numerous years, and numerous leap years, and the Shnas HaChama has not yet reached the Shnas HaLevana. As Mevo'ar, Shehalevana, Kmo Sheta Kodem Miuta, שווה הייתה במהלך היקפה לחמה, וחיצון ירמיה של שנת הלבנה מכוח מיעוטה, ובאסיסיף in this medrash, that it's only because of the מיעוט. Beforehand, they were the same. It's only מי שחיסר. Now that הקדוש ברוך הוא was ממעט שנת הלבנה, there's a difference between the חם and the לבנה. And they're always different. But before the miut of the Levana, they were the same. The lunar year and the solar year, before the moon was made smaller, the lunar and the solar year were the same. And therefore, when there's going to be a miut of the Pekimus HaLevana, when the moon is going to be fulfilled, and there's going to be no miut, and the Or HaLevana is going to be Ko'or HaCham, Ko'or Shiva Simei Bereshis, Ko'or Shiva Koda Miuta, then there's going to be a Hishtavut, there's going to be an equalization of the Shnas HaLevana, the Malach, Viluch HaKeifa, the Shnas HaLevana Chama. It's going to be the same. The lunar year and the solar year are going to be the same. Ubaofen Shema Shenemar V'Chisaron Lo Yuchal Imanot. When it says Chisaron Lo Yuchal Imanot, is in this world, but in the next world it's going to be the same. And we know that all the Tikkunim and Gilim of Blessed Love are Atali B'Maasein, but the same by Yom La'Saisim, Ayin Tanya Reish Perak Lamitzayim. הרי שהמאמצים החוזרים והנשנים שלנו להשוות שנת הלבן עם שנת החמה וכמה שנים בקיצים וכמה עיבורים בעולם בו חיסרון זה לא יוכל להימנות אינם לשווא. So we're working hard to get the Levana year in tune with the Chama year. And that's not for nothing, because sof sof it's going to work. and Lavan is going to be in tune with the Chamayir. The adding on of the 13th month, once every 3 years approximately, is not a hashlam of the Shnos HaLavan of the Foam, because Bolam Hazach Yisaron Lo Yechol Limanot, this lacking can't be enumerated, it can't be counted, it can't be filled. The actualization is only going to be Lasid Lavo when Hashem is metakin Pekimus HaLavanah. And therefore this Hosef is considered an Ibul Shan, it's like pregnant. It's only potential, but it's not actualization. But Lasid Lavo Yikuyim Banu Rani Akara Lo Yalada Pitzchi Reina V'tzali Lo Chala Ki Yitbarer Ki L'mametzim Shelanu Yesh Totzaot. So we're going to be so happy because we're going to see that, like it says that at the end of days, the Akar is going to be happy, etc. So we too are going to be happy because it shows that there was a positive outcome for all of our efforts to get the Shnas HaCham and Shnas HaLavana in tune with each other. So every Ibul has a Makor. The Grav is Megale that the Shanim Misabrim. You know why the Shanim are Misaber? Mikoyach HaTshuva. You know how this pregnancy started? Pregnancy started because of our Tshuva. Yemei HaTshuva is what's Ma'aber the years. And Mikoycham is going to be a Hashlamas HaChisaron, about which it was said in the meantime, Chisaron Lo Yechol Leimanos, but in the future will be filled. V'haya Or Levana Ke'or HaChama. כתוב בפסוק, וגם את העולם נתן בליבם בקהלת ג' י' א', עולם קטן זה האדם, כמו שכתוב בתנחומה. בעולם קטן זה משתקפים כל קלקולי העולם הגדול על ידו הם מתוקנים. So in this small world, in man, we have a reflection of all of the corruptions of the world, and through man, they're also fixed. תשובה אינה רק שיבתו וחזרתו, של האדם למעמדו הראשוני בגן עדן, מקדם. היא כוללת ההחזרה והתשבה של הבריאה, כולה לצורתה המקורית, את שני המקורות הגדולים, עמידו תשוב, the whole world has תשובה, and everything that becomes the way it was supposed to be. זה ספר תולדות אדם ביום ברא אלוקים, אדם בדמות אלוקים עשה אותו. זה ספר, ספר one של מספר או מניין, like we saw before. When it says ספר, it's a number. And that number relates to the evil shanim. And this is expressed in the fact that man is asli b'dmus elokim, in the image of God. What does the image of God mean? So the Nefesh Chaim teaches us that man has godly power to create worlds, and is ma'aseh dibur machshava. He gives koch to the Elamis. They asim dvarai beficha lintor shamayim b'yisod aretz. Isaiah 51:16. Man has the power in his mouth to create the heavens and the earth. Atik v'banayich ala banayich. We're the builders. We're misader the Elamis. And that's what it means. Vayivra alokim misadim etzalmo kibetzalim alokim. Kibetzalim alokim. Just like God is alokim, he's ba'al ha-koches. He also gave man with his deeds the power to create and to destroy. זה ספר תולדות האדם. ביום ברא אלוקים אדם בדמות אלוקים עשה אותו. זכר ונקבה אברהם. ויברך אותם ויקרא את שמם אדם ביום יברם. ויחי אדם 30 ומעט שנה. ויולד בדמותו כצלמו. זה ספר תולדות האדם. הבנים ובני בנים שהוליד. רק הוא לא הולידו. אב ואם רק בדמות אלוקים נעשה. ומה טעם להזכיר והיוולד בדמותו כצלמו, שנתן בו כוח, השם כוח תולדות להוציא דמותו עד שידמה מעשה אל העליון. So this is the Ibn Ezra, and his perush על התורה, and גם כן ברמב"ן. What's pshat? It says here that man had a child, and he was in his image. And this shows us that Hashem gave כוח, תולדות, להוציא דמותו. We create children in our image, just like we're created in God's image. הביטוי המופחק ביותר להיותו של אדם בצלם אלוקים וביכולתו להוליד בדמותו כצלמו. The greatest expression of man being בצלם אלוקים is in our capacity to create in our image. in the Todos HaAdam, HaYitzur, the creation, becomes a Yotzer, becomes a creator. And also in his Maisim, Ikar Todos HaSem Shal Tzadikim HaSeim HaTovim. And through that, we create worlds. Then Torah Shemayim B'Lisod Aretz, and we become a Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. Tchilat HaBriya, Yetavut Gidrei Zman U'Makom, Ein Shari Yichud Ve'Emunah, LeBal HaTanya B'Perek Zayin, ובספר שומר אמונים, ויכוח שני, סעיף קטן י"ז, וכבר בסדר הזמן ניתנה לאדם הזדמנות לעשות, לתקן ולהשלים את מעשה בראשית, והיינו בתיקון פגמו והשלמת חסרונו של המור הקטן, והשוואתו למור הגדול. So, already from the beginning of time, man had the opportunity to be mashlim the chisaron of ma'aseh bereishis, fixing his pagam, and through that, fixing the Ma'or HaKatan, and making it the same as the Ma'or HaGadol, making the moon equal to the sun. Zeh Sefer Toldot HaAdam. Gam Mispar U'Minyan HaShanim. Even the number of years is included in Toldos HaAdam. Because man has the opportunity to fix the years. Zman started with the creation of the world, and now man, with his creation, has the opportunity to fix those years, that time, and make the sun and the moon the same amount of time, same year, lunar and solar. Fix the pagam of the Lavan. And even though in Olam Hazeh it's a chisaron lechol imanus, but in the future, it's going to be Or Lavan and Kor Chama. Ki yeresh amecha ma'aseh etzbaotecha yerech v'kochavim asher u'konanta. Ma'a enosh ki tizkerenu, uven adam ki tefkidenu, v'techesreu ma'at me'elokim. וכבוד והדר תיאטריו, תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שתה תחת רגליו, איזה מילים יפות ומדהימות. תהילים פרק ח', פסוק ד' ואילך. When I see the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars that you made, who is man that you should remember him? You made him a little bit less than God, and honor and splendor, glory and splendor, you crown him, and you made him master over your handiwork. Everything is under his feet. When you first look at Shamecha Maaseh Etzbaotecha Yerech V'Kochavim, it gives you a hagash of shiflos. Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, who is man that you should remember him? Aval b'istaklut yoter ma'amika. If you look deeper, you see your maila, you see your tafkir, and that's weiter in the psukim. V'tichasreu ma'at me'elokim. Tamshileu b'maaseh yadecha. Everything is under our rule. Gam tzvot shamayim tluyim bo. It's man who brings to the fulfilling of the moon. The tshuva of the Bria, the return of the creation, min ha-matsui, from what was, el ha-ratsui, to what should be, it should be, is dependent, contingent on the tshuva of man. Gam sefer, mispar, nechshav toldot ha-adam. That's what comes from man, even the number of years, even creation, even the physical, this is, we spoke about this in our Medli, in our Shiur Malavot HaTshuva, that when man does tshuva from the Ramchal already, the Mekubalim, that the whole world, all of creation, all of the cosmos does tshuva. It's a beautiful Hagdama to one of the Orot HaTshuva editions where he talks about this idea. So, Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we are going to continue Kahena V'Chahena with Mamish Dvorim Ha'imdim Barum Mishal Olam. Pile, 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 close. And my only request is that you stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. It was just awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. And hopefully we'll be zeiche to continue. Shalom, shalom.